I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I have another great guest lined up that I am going to bring on in a few minutes after the first break, and I just love this guy. He is a great, great writer with such a superb sense of humor. And boy, I'm telling you, he really nails it with everything that he writes. It's absolutely hysterical. I laugh all the time that I go onto his websites. But I want to give you a little information before I bring him on. I want to give you the call-in number for the show today, which is 800-313-9443. And you can always go to my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I hope that this is coming through okay, because I've got a new headphone microphone contraption that we bought last night that I am using today. So I don't know. We'll see. No one's told me yet that the sound sucks. So I'm assuming the sound is okay. Yep, they're telling me the sound is good. So that's a good thing. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around the country and around the world, everybody who's listening on all of the little stations that are picking up the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to say a special hello to our latest station, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, 1140 AM. Hey, everybody down in Texas, listen, the way to keep the truth being redistributed on the air is to help make that happen. You got to put your money where your mouth is. So if you have a business or service that you would like to advertise on this network, then please, here's the number to do so. 800-724-2719 is the phone number for the network. 800-724-2719 is the phone number. Listen, if you're into snail mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is their address. The call-in number today, if you want to chime in today and give us your solicited opinion, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And, of course, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can always go there. You can shoot me an email. You can give me your opinion. You can tell me I'm whatever you want to tell me, because some people do write in, not too often, not too many, I should say. Most people write to me and tell me they like the show, but there is the occasional person out there who just does not like the truth, and so they like to send me nasty grams, if you would. So anyway, you can keep writing those too, because I know it probably makes you feel better when you do it, so hey, pal, go for it. That's okay with me, because I'm all about freedom, and hey, I don't really care. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent, right? So anyway, I'm excited. Let me tell you who my guest is. My guest is Oleg Atbashian, and he is a prolific writer. He has written a book entitled Shakedown Socialism. That website is shakedownsocialism.com, and he also has this satirical website called The People's Cube. ThePeoplesCube.com. You can go there. It's absolutely hysterical, the stuff that's on there. Oleg hails from the USSR, so he knows all about how wonderful social justice and equality and all of those good things are, how they really work out, how they play out in the real world and not the pretend world. Listen, on that note, we're going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and then my guest Oleg will join me. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back, and I know you'll be glad you hung in there.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. And before I introduce Oleg, I want to read something from his website, thepeoplescube.com. And this is the People's Competition. And he writes, competition is a barbaric and sensitive ritual that reeks of social Darwinism. We cannot allow the fittest to survive on our pages. Your loss is someone else's gain, and your gain is someone else's loss. Therefore, losers contribute to the society, and winners take away from it. Being a winner is unethical, while a society of losers is happy and striving as a collective. In the spirit of diversity, inclusiveness, and collectivism, our contest shall have no winners. Everyone is declared a loser, which in our book means an ethical team player. Now, ain't that the truth? I am telling you, for those of you who just heard just this past week of the young kid, the young football player, who is really a great player, and they've decided that he can't score more than two touchdowns because it's just unfair, you know, because he's just too good. So, oh, I am telling you. Anyway, everybody, I want to welcome Oleg Atbashian to my show this morning. How you doing, Oleg?
I'm good, making sure that we all have the equality of results here.
Yeah, there you go. Good. I'm glad somebody's got to do it, Oleg, so it might as well be you, right?
Right, and I liked how in your introduction you mentioned the fact that everybody's entitled to their opinions, and there is one thing I thought about that when everybody gets their unearned entitlements from the government, the one thing that you will lose is the entitlement to your own opinion. because you will no longer will have that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you would please, Ole, give everybody a little bit of your background so they know from whence you speak, if you would, please.
Well, I was born in the USSR, in Ukraine, more specifically. And as all kids, I grew up believing in communism because there was no other information available. There was a total obstruction of all the news, all the information coming from abroad, from other countries. So we could only learn what the teachers told us, the media, the entertainment that was all party controlled and filtered. And so, of course, we knew that our country was the greatest in the world and all the other countries were suffering under the oppression of capitalist fat cats, and especially the United States was the worst of them all, where people were afraid to live and were very unhappy. And we, I with everybody else, wanted other countries to become like ours for their own good. But of course, when I grew up, I began to realize that our own country wasn't so good, and that things from other countries that occasionally crossed the borders were of a much higher quality, and they were just like some objects from an alien civilization dropped on Earth for us. So I figured that society that creates those products wasn't couldn't be so bad. The music that was coming through, you know, the Beatles and the rock and roll from America and Britain wasn't so bad at all. I loved listening to it more than I liked the party-approved government composers in the USSR. And then I figured there was also a lot of corruption and hypocrisy among the ruling elites of my country. So I thought the idea was good, but they were just doing it the wrong way. They're idiots. And that's what a lot of people thought. But then I realized that actually the problem was with the system itself. The idea was wrong, was flawed, and there was no way to implement it the right way. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people in the United States that I met who still think that, you know, they're stuck in that middle part where the idea is good, it's just the implementation has been wrong all this time, and with the right attitude, with the right people, they can do it right. So they always think that they're the smartest ones, the brightest bulbs, they will always do it right.
Yeah, yeah. It just takes this group of collectivists to make it happen. Everybody else was an idiot heretofore, and with this group, everything will be wonderful. It's amazing, isn't it?
Right. Well, it cannot be implemented because there are a few things that contradict the human nature, and that's the basic obstruction. So I think while the left is creating such a big tidal wave of propaganda and pressure on everybody to move towards socialism, which is basically the forced redistribution of wealth of material goods, what we have on our side, we don't have this professional left organizations. We do not have this propaganda in the media. We do not have all the money that is being given to the left that they've mastered collecting billions of dollars to support their cause. But what we have on our side is human nature. And human nature will always destroy the plans to regulate the society according to some central planning. Nature is unpredictable. You cannot make plans based on the weather, because the weather may be this or that. Well, unless you build a weather machine.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I hear people are saying, but that's creating a perfect socialist society is like building a weather machine. It's in the same category.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me something, Oleg. So how do you, how would you compare what you see transpiring in this country today to what you experienced when you lived in the USSR?
The differences still exist, of course, because There are two different cultures. There are two different economic levels of economic development. And the mindset is always different. Of course, even, you know, America has this a specific thing that is tied to American exceptionalism, that even the liberals here are more liberty and individualistically oriented than the Soviets were when I lived there. That this, when I first met with Americans, they were all, as I now understand, some sort of progressives, liberals. But for me, who before only communicated with the Soviets, even they represented a different brand of humans. And when I found out about the conservatives and libertarians in the United States, that was a whole different matter. So the liberals were like the transitional point, the compression chamber. When you decompress first, when you go up from the deep. Like we were shown a Phil Donahue show in the USSR in the early days of Perestroika, in late 80s. We had this space bridge between the United States and the USSR. There was an audience sitting in Phil Donahue's studio of Americans, and then there was an audience of Soviets sitting in Moscow with the Soviet talk show host who spoke perfect English.
Okay.
Because he grew up here. And they there was an attempt that, inspired by some liberal ideas, that if only people could communicate with one another, we could resolve all the problems, the direct communication between the people. And that helped in a way that it probably speeded up the disintegration of the Soviet Union. Right now I think I realize that Phil Donahue was a lost cause in terms of having this completely wrong leftist mindset. But at the time, he was a revelation, and all those people in the studio who were probably also on the most part liberal were a gulp of fresh air for all the Soviets who were watching it. And, you know, the funny thing, they were on that show for the first time. Most people, most Soviets first saw American commercials on TV. We've never seen any commercials before.
Oh, wow, isn't that interesting?
Our television was commercial free. It was all free of any commercial content whatsoever. But then again, you know, when if it's commercial free, then somebody still has to pay for it, and then whoever pays, like the government, tells you what the content is going to be. And if you don't subscribe to that content, I mean, if you do not, if you work in the television and you do not comply, then you'll be replaced by somebody who does. So that's, I'd rather have commercials. So anyway, we saw those beautiful commercials, and that was, how sometimes commercials can be very inventive, visually attractive, bright, like eye candy.
Sure.
Right. And that was a striking difference with the Soviet TV. That was very boring and bland. Now, after a few shows, the government figured that they were doing something wrong with those commercials, so they would just put some static picture saying that this show will resume in 5 minutes. And instead of the commercial, all commercials were running on the American side. And that was during one of those space bridges. The famous phrase was pronounced by one.
Hang on, Oleg. That's it. The music is the cue. We have to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. My guest this morning is Oleg Edvashian. Don't go away.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Oleg Atbashian. He is the author of the book entitled Shakedown Socialism, and you can buy his book on his website, shakedownsocialism.com, and he is also the creator of another website, which is absolutely hysterical, called thepeoplescube.com, thepeoplescube.com. Please go there, start reading. Oleg, I'm telling you, I get such a kick out of looking at the stuff that you put up on your website. It just is super. You really do such a superb job of illustrating what this whole collectivism crap is all about. And boy, it really is crap, which, and crap is actually one of my favorite words I like to use to describe a lot of the stuff that we have to deal with here. But if you want to continue with what your train of thought was before we went to break, please do so. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're the only guest I got on with me today.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking to you. So I'm anyway, Let's talk a little bit about your book that you had written, Shakedown Socialism.
Right. I just realized, wait, Maggie, I just realized I didn't finish that story about the space bridges. One famous phrase came out of there that is still repeated by Russians, that in, you know, American liberals in the audience were all had these preconceived notions, and they were talking, like one woman was talking about the how liberated women are in the Soviet Union, as opposed to the United States, that they have all the rights and they work equally with men. And of course they worked equally with men, but they also continued to carry all the burdens that women carry. So they were twice as stressed as men. Now, the American side assumed that since there was this female liberation, there was also liberated sex in the Soviet Union. There had to be. So they asked that question, and of course the society was very prudish and rigid, and one of the ladies, defenders of, you know, some rigid party member, a female one, you could tell she's a female because she was wearing a skirt. That was the main characteristic of her femininity. She stood up and said, in the Soviet Union, we do not have sex. And then even the Soviet audiences laughed. And that phrase symbolized all the lies, all this hypocrisy that the government propaganda was putting into us, and some people were willingly repeating. So how, if she was around to speak, then, you know, her parents probably did have sex.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Oh, I'm telling you, it's so outrageous. I would think that just based upon how outrageous some of the ideas are, the concepts that they dream up, the stuff that they come up with, that in itself, I would suppose, that would make people take a step back and say, wait a second, what the hell are these crazy people talking about? But I guess it doesn't matter how absurd something
right.
is.
Well, but on the other hand, you know, this this brings me to this idea of citizen diplomacy that the liberals like. And, of course, the problem with that is that they always draw some moral equivalence between the countries, the nations, and where there is none. For instance, right, they used to draw moral equivalency between the USSR and the USA, which were completely different systems. One was democratic republic, and the other one was a totalitarian state, where the people had no influence on the government's decisions. So they are continuing this with the Middle Eastern countries, like with Iran. Remember those three hikers who went into Iran, and then they turned out to be these radical leftists?
But they're here in Philadelphia. Everybody's celebrating. Well, not everybody.
Celebrating
their return as if it's a joyous occasion. Yes, indeed.
But you know what? Of course, they act out of this misguided understanding that it's just the people need to communicate, people need to understand each other. That's true that people need to communicate, but the best way for doing it is to open the societies as opposed to keep them under this totalitarian control. But I just remember my own experience. One good thing about that is that even though they are liberal idiots, they still, when they communicate with the locals, there is a possibility of a mind change on the part of the locals, even the young people who may see what, how free and unrestricted in their thought the other, some other society may be. That may open some barriers in their minds, and maybe not immediately, but with time, with years even, they might come to certain ideas that
that cue music is the cue. We've got to go to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be right back, so don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show today, the number to do that is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Oleg Atbashian, and he is the author of a book entitled Shakedown Socialism. And you can buy his book on his website, which is shakedownsocialism.com. He is also the creator of a website entitled thepeoplescube.com. And that is like the people's cube, as in a cube of sugar. And go there, please check it out. It's so well written. Anyway, Oleg.
Back a cube of sugar like this.
Yeah, it is. It is a cube of sugar. So back to what you were saying before we went to the last break. You want to finish with that? Otherwise, we will move on. I don't know. Have you finished your thoughts on that?
Yeah, almost. But what I was going to say is that when these progressives go to other countries with the message of anti-American propaganda and blaming their own country for all the world's troubles, what they really bring, the message that they bring against their will, unwittingly, is something that goes between the lines, that Americans are more free than other countries. Well, I'm not talking about Europe here, because they deal with, they used to deal with the socialist world, and now they're dealing with the Middle Eastern, the Muslim countries, with the third world. When they go there, they still carry with them this notion that people can live differently, they can think differently, they can be free. Even the fact that they came when the Soviets couldn't come to America to do the same thing the Americans did come to the Soviet Union. Just that fact alone already was saying something, that people could speak freely against their own government already could say something. You know, they didn't mean it, but they did promote that idea. So let them do it, I say. They may not realize the benefits of their actions. They are trying to do something else, but it's all good for us.
You know, it's interesting because they're actually supposed to be at a college around here tomorrow. They're putting on a big thing for these young kids. And, you know, that's a very good point, Oleg. I'm curious. I wonder if this will be an eye-opener, if their experience had been an eye-opener to them, if they had the typical liberal mentality prior to going over there on their hike, that they thought that America was just this evil place and this evil, you know, unfair, unjust society that they were so unfortunate to have been born into. I wonder if this will have been an eye-opening event for them. I would like
I
to
hope
so,
too.
But I never know. I hope so, too. I really do, because if they decide, if of course, if they start to talk about how wonderful America is, they probably won't be invited on too many college campuses, because of course
right.
that's not the message they're indoctrinating the kids with on college campuses in this nation today. It's all, you know, America sucks and it's unjust. That's the message they're teaching the kids.
Yeah. And, you know, like related to that is the fact that Jewish liberals in America went to great lengths to help the Soviet Jews to come to the United States. They were granted the refugee status, and so thousands upon thousands of Soviet Jews came to the United States. But when the Jewish liberals here realized how against socialism those people were, they, a lot of them probably regretted the fact that they brought them here, because that was completely, they carried a completely different understanding of all these leftist ideas than their benefactors here in the United States, because they've lived it. They know what socialism does, how detrimental and destructive it can become. But on the other hand, you know what's interesting? A lot of some of those people who I'm not saying a lot because quite a few of them have achieved something. They've become independent professionals with pretty high income. But some of them never succeeded and never did anything with their lives because they were given government subsidies. They were, as refugees, they received subsidized apartments, and they were put on welfare. They received all the Medicaid, Medicare benefits. And for a time being, it was okay while they were trying to adjust to the new, to life in a new country. But then they got so used to it, they realized that if they would get a real job in the real world, they would lose all those entitlements. And they continued to either not work or work under the table at low salaries, unqualified jobs, being paid under the table while still receiving the welfare and living in subsidized housing. And that destroyed their lives because they came as educated professionals, most of them, but hoping to achieve something in this country. Instead, being put on welfare kept them down and destroyed their spirit, their will to succeed. And now, after years later, they are unhappy with their lives. They don't even know why they changed their countries. They are unhappy. They never succeeded in anything. And, of course, sometimes they just blame America for it. The same people who, you know, the ones who have succeeded, they don't blame. But those who stayed with those unearned entitlements and were keeping them, those are the ones who act like spoiled children. You know, in one book on raising children, I read an interesting phrase that children who are being overly pampered and loved by their parents grow up spoiled, and they usually tend to hate their own parents. and blaming. They usually also spoiled children very rarely succeed in life. They grow up to be losers, and they blame their parents for being losers, and they hate them. So that's the lesson. And a lot of these liberal progressives that I encountered in this country remind me of these spoiled children who hate their own parents for their own shortcomings.
Yeah, instead of being grateful for all the opportunities afforded them, they turn it around that, you know, they just turn it around as if these people were demons and everything they stood for or representative was demonic in a sense. And
right,
yeah,
it's just
really
like spoiled children tell their parents, I hate you, I hate you, for no good reason. So it's a very similar psychological process at work here, I think. Because these liberal progressives, they are the spoiled children who never matured, and they've been pampered all their lives when they cannot succeed in life because they had not been given the instrument. That instrument for success wasn't placed in their heads. They blame the society for it instead of blaming themselves and trying to make something out of themselves. So, yeah. And that's, you know, when I was growing up, the government was taking care of everybody, and it was like a big nanny. Although we were not spoiled children then, because we were forced to do a lot of things. Like in school, there was no pampering. Well, we had like a military discipline in school. There was nobody even thought about dropping out like they do it here in this country, dropping out of high school. Everybody was forced to work. In the Soviet Union, you couldn't there was no unemployment, and if there were no jobs, the government would create them for you, whether you wanted them or not. They would find you a job, and if you still would refuse to work, a policeman would come and tell you where to come in the like at 8 in the morning to unload railroad cars or to sweep the streets. And even if you didn't want to do that, you would wind up in jail or in a labor camp. It was called a therapeutic labor camp.
Therapeutic. There you go.
You're right. You would get a shovel-ready job. You would get a shovel, and you would do some shovel therapy. Yeah, that's usually how.
You know, we're laughing here because the alternative is crying because, you know, you can... I say this all the time, Oleg, but all people need to do is look at the past and look at how this has failed time and time again and see that this is what the future will be here in this country if it's not stopped now. All people need to do is look back. I mean, I was watching something this morning on the French Revolution, Oleg, and the people who they railed against, they became just as terrible as the monarchy that they railed against, Robespierre and chopping everybody's heads off, and the terror became the Great Terror. I mean, they did everything they despised initially. It's just...
Well, even more so, like 100 times over, because the French king may have been despotic, but he never resorted to bloody terror like the revolutionaries did. In the same way with the Russian Tsarist regime before the revolution, it may have been despotic, but it was much more lenient and liberal than the regime that replaced it. Ted, look at these revolutionaries who were treated with kid gloves almost compared to how they treated their enemies after they took power. Like Stalin himself was exiled to Siberia, but that exile basically was living in a village as a free man. He had a house there. He had a rifle. He would go hunting with that rifle. Imagine the prisoners under Stalin in the Gulag having such a life with their own rifles and go hunting. Of course not. They were lived like cattle in barracks and dying by the thousands of diseases of hunger and cold. Now, that's the system that Stalin created. But he himself was pretty well off in that exile. she was sleeping with all the village girls there, and there were rumors of Stalin's children being born, several of them, coming out of that village. And then when he got bored of living there, he just decided it was time to go, and he just walked off. Went to a railroad station and took a train.
He took a train.
To the mainland. And yeah, that was Stalin's exile. Now when he, and same with Lenin. Lenin was also exiled, but that's, he got married in exile. You know, they basically lived as free men. They were just cut off the civilization because there was no internet then. And the letters took months to come. They could still correspond. But when they took the power, that all changed. Their own enemies didn't have any possibility of communicating with the outside world. They were just either shot or sent to the gulag, to the prison camps, with such terrible conditions that, you know, perhaps comparable to German camps, even worse, because at least in Germany they didn't have the Siberian cold and mosquitoes and diseases. That's too depressing. Let's talk about something funny.
Should we talk? Okay, let's talk about something funny. I'm telling everybody who's listening, you got to go to your People's Cube, the People's Cube website, and just look at the artwork. The artwork on there in and of itself is superb. It really is. Besides all of the your words, Oleg, really you are a master at this stuff.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. And you know what, like we were talking right now about the excesses of this Soviet regime, which I think, and I make a point in my book, Shakedown Socialism, that those were the excesses were not the result of the evil nature of Stalin himself, although his personality was, of course, borderline sociopathic. But the reason why the sociopath was able to come to power was the nature of the system that they created. And then the terror that ensued was the logical result of the system that they were trying to create. It was the only way to make the system work was to force people to work under the point of a gun, because otherwise it wouldn't have worked. So that was those were some terrible times. But you know what? I was born in different times. There had been some liberalization in the Soviet Union in the 60s, around the time I was born, made by Khrushchev. And then, so I did not experience all those terrible things that the previous generations had lived through in the USSR. So my message is, and the progressives here, the proponents of socialism in America, say that they will create a much better system, the human socialism with a human face, it was called, remember, in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
They think that they would will be able to create something much more humane without the excesses. But my message is that even without those excesses, without the terror, socialism is still the losing proposition. It's still unworkable, and it still destroys, it's still monstrous in a way that it destroys human spirit. It destroys human dignity. It treats people as soulless, spiritless creatures, like almost like animals without free will. And that is detrimental to everything that humans are born to be. And when you see the liberal policies and the elitist views of the people that you can get even from Obama, they still seep through, despite their best efforts to conceal it. They treat people as this kind of soulless, spiritless mass, completely deprived of free will, that they will do whatever their economic circumstances tell them to do. So they divide people in all these different groups and assign different grievances for them. And then they claim to be their leaders because they're the ones who would best help them to work out those grievances. But, of course, those grievances never get worked out. Remember how Obama was claimed to be the post-racial president?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not working out that grievance. It is in his best interest to make people all worked up over racism, over all kind of things.
Yeah, well, the grievances will never be worked out because it's a self-defeating prophet.
His entire career was based on being a community organizer, which means that he was explaining people what their grievances are and making them all worked up and angry and taking them to the streets.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Didn't he just say get your merch and boots on? Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest is Oleg Edvashian. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the telephone number to do that is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, everybody, if you have a business or a service that you would like to advertise on a network that redistributes the truth, then please get in contact with RBN. The number is 800-724-2719. To call into the office, and they will work up a great advertising campaign for you. Listen, you want to support the truth, you want freedom and liberty to reign as opposed to, collectivism, which my guest this morning is talking so eloquently about, then you need to advertise on this network. You need to put your money where your mouth is. It just is the way it is. That's a fact of life that you can't get around. So 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. Everybody listening, if you know somebody who's got a little small business or a service, tell them to advertise on this network. It's now or never. We either stand together or we're all going down. I got news for you. There's no in-between on this deal. It's one or the other. There's no gray area. It's black or white. It's as simple as that. My guest is, I don't know, it sounds like you just fell in a bathtub, Oleg. You all right, Oleg? I'm hearing a lot of water activity going on in the background there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just had a glass of water. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, everything you do, I have to let you know, Oleg, everybody who's listening is going to hear. So just keep that in mind. Your microphone is very acute.
Keeping all my body functions in check. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, when
like being an astronaut on the space station.
Yeah, there you go. At least, yeah, space is the airwaves all around. People listen from all over the world, so everybody can hear everything you say. Anyway, listen, everybody. You want to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. And my guest is Oleg Atbashian. He is an author of the book entitled Shakedown Socialism. You can purchase that on shakedownsocialism.com. That's the website. And he is also the creator of a website entitled thepeoplescube.com. Thepeoplescube.com. Please go there. It is hysterical. And when we went to break, Oleg, you were talking about the post-racial president that we don't have. So let's go back talking about how grievances are assigned. I was thinking as we went to break, I was thinking about, okay, if your last name starts with the letters A through E, these are your assigned grievances. If they're F through M, these are your assigned grievances. I mean, it's just such horse crap. It's just just laughable. You got to laugh at these evil people.
But you know what? They have succeeded in dividing the country into these minority pressure groups, and they together, under their leadership, have created a force that is now is like a fourth branch of the American government, because they, these grievance mongers, are telling the politicians what to do, and the bills that are being adopted in the Senate are based on that. So they, and even without the bypassing the law, by the rule of law, bypassing the government, they are pressuring the society in order to do certain things. So that's like an alternative government that they have created that is not in the American Constitution. And look at it this way. Here is a question. If a politician gets elected on the promise to help the poor or some other minority group, wouldn't fulfilling his promise destroy his voting base? Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest if he helps the group that voted for him, and then that group sort of disappears because the vote was based on their grievances? If the grievances disappear, they will not vote for him.
Exactly. Hang on, Oleg. We got a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be back in a quick 60 seconds, so don't go away.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to